I couldn't hear it very well.
Most of it has to do with the psyllium. So that was for you to have a chance to have a prolonged look at that.
And then, so the one page agenda that Stephanie put on the tables is for next week.
Right.
So just so that it's just get it to you sooner.
Yeah.
Well, the one page agenda.
Oh, this is for next week.
Okay.
I didn't look at the top of it very carefully, and Lynn pointed out to me that that was not this week's agenda.
I think it's very similar, and I think Lynn starts to deviate in the past. We'd be like, what is Joe?
Yeah, I would notice that. Yeah.
And Lynn says she's trying to sleep, but we're not hearing her.
She's muted.
Is she muted? Now, can she unmute herself, or does the
ask her to?
Well, does the
well, I wasn't.
You can.
Can you hear me now?
It says mute.
It's, yeah, it does. It says
I'm unmuted.
I'm screaming and muted.
Can you hear me? I'm unmuted now.
I can hear now.
Oh, can you hear me?
If I shut it down, I can't hear anymore.
Let me hear this is where we're getting recorded. Can you talk again, Kim? No?
You see your mouth moving, but I don't hear.
Yes, I spoke earlier. Maybe they aren't hearing me.
I think what we're going to need to do, so the problem is, and I anticipated this, because
you guys are missing really important stuff. This is quality stuff.
And speakers that are in this room. So for people who are participating through the Zoom, maybe put content in chat, in the chat. It's also for and
you think she's not going to be here?
I think she's still in California.
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't hear from her.
Guys. I wasn't sure. I was looking back at my calendar and she told me she thought she was going to be gone. I think she's not.
So, Stephanie, let's do the
very
first. I'll turn the mic on.
Okay.
My volume down and you turn your volume.
Because I get a delayed thing, something here. I'll be mad. And I don't think I can do that.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to do a couple of things. Thank you, Kim. Kim says she has nothing important to say, just checking to see if it works. I very much appreciate that. Here is the part of the meeting where I need to let people in. It's a little bit, can be very distracting. So we might need to say this a couple of times, just that people who are in the Zoom room in each will need to put it in the chat. If I write that announcement in the chat and someone comes late to the meeting, they won't see it.
Right. Okay.
So I'll mention it again later.
We can mention it, so we might have to close that door.
Yeah. They're building something.
You're not wrong. I think think
maybe Danielle.
No one is used to having meetings here.
I think I forgot to put on how to put on makeup this morning. I just kind of looked at my makeup
bag.
You're
kidding.
Like, what is this stuff? Do I really need it?
Haven't used it for decades, so
I'm going out somewhere for dinner. And I just put on makeup and see it. Which will be okay.
What's going out for dinner?
Yeah.
Well, I have a truck full of stuff to go to the landscape recycling center, so I was trying to wear something that would be appropriate for the meeting and going to the
landscape recycling center.
Where is the landscape recycling center? It is, you know where the sewage treatment plant is, just off of University Avenue, East University Avenue in Urbana.
Yes.
The Ambucks Park, which we call the sewage treatment park.
Yep.
It is behind it. And there's a little tiny sign that says Landscape Recycling Center. It's low to the ground. It's one of those little wooden signs. There's no big sign. If you didn't know where it was, you would miss it.
Yeah, it's good to know that it's there. Is it county wide? Anybody can bring?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to be, you don't have to show residency. You can bring any kind of landscape waste, woody or herbaceous.
And you don't bag it, you just dump it, right?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. I mean, I have a little truck and I either bag it or put it in the truck and the other. And then you can also get all kinds of really excellent quality mulch.
Really?
For very inexpensive. If you have a vehicle that can get it. So if you contract with a somebody to bring it to your house, they may go there and get it. I used to do that, but now I have this little truck.
That's good to know, thank you.
Yeah.
We always miss the yard.
You can even contract with me. You never know. I don't know if I'll get
over. It's after nine.
Chapter nine.
Well, I think we've got a quorum and we're going to miss Susan. Let's call the meeting to order.
We're going to miss Susan, so let's call the meeting to order.
Deb Rouge.
Here.
Ann Robin.
Ann Robin.
Georgiana Schuster.
Here.
Georgiana
Schuster.
Schuster. Sue Suter.
Wallowick Fisher.
Here.
Kim Wallowick Fisher.
You said me twice.
Ann Robin.
I did
twice. Yeah. All right.
I did. It's been a while.
So the next item is Zoom instructions, and I think we maybe ought to actually do Zoom instructions this time because this is the first time that we are meeting in person and online. So, Lynn, would you like to make some Zoom instructions for people? Or
I would.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, so there are a couple of reasons why we might not be able to do this in the long term. So I appreciate everyone's patience while we try it. We are the first public entity to try doing a hybrid meeting. And it's right now we're actually still under the governor's emergency executive order, which allows relaxation of some of the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. However, I'm in the room per the revised OMA. You all have come to join me, which is fantastic. And we're trying to allow other participation through Zoom. For all of you on the Zoom meeting, we can't hear you through the computer that's recording. We can hear you through a different computer in the room. So if you're unable to enter a comment or question in the chat, let us know and we will mix the sound in here so that we can hear you on the other computer. There are some participants in the room who there's one microphone in the room And it finds people when they're talking. So we might ask you if you wanted to speak, to come sit up here where Susuter was going to sit. Again, it's an experiment, and I've put the board packet into the chat, and I've put an instruction into the chat about this, but we'll mention it again in case people come to the meeting a little bit later and don't see what's in the chat.
So probably the most important thing is use the chat, and who in this room is going to be paying close attention to the chat? Lynn?
We'll so you may be able to see it.
Paying close attention to the chat. Okay. And we will repeat these instructions a couple more times.
And the meeting is being recorded to the Zoom, which is why it's so important if there is participation that we capture.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. This is an action item.
I'll move to approve the agenda as presented.
I second the motion.
All right. And we don't have to do a roll call vote because we're in person. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Okay, citizen input, public participation. Is there anyone who has citizen input or public participation?
So that includes participants on the Zoom. If you want something, we can hear it now or read it.
We'll give you a minute to get that together. And while you're doing that, I want to take this opportunity to direct your attention to today's News Gazette, Letters to the Editor. This is comes under citizen input and public participation. A young woman named Sarah DeMissi has written an excellent letter, which is titled Disabled Need Greater Support. And I will share this. It's a public record. It's in the News Gazette today. It's kind of a general letter saying people need more support, and very, very good. So that's in the public participation.
Can we put it in the?
You may
have it.
You may have
Thank
it.
You. It reflects, I think, what's in most of our hearts. So
yeah.
It's like really nicely.
And I don't see anything in the chat yet.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Sarah, for that public participation and citizen input. Okay, chairperson's comments, since I'm already talking. The first thing is to welcome our new member, Kim, and would you please remind us how to pronounce your name?
Oh, sure. Wallowick, it's Fisher. So
Wallowick,
you can just say Fisher.
Wallowick, Fisher.
Yeah, I mostly go by Kim Fisher.
So. Okay, all right. So, we're missing Gail, but we welcome Kim. And I guess my other comments is this is the first meeting where we're trying to do a hybrid. So everybody's trying to learn how to do that. And I appreciate everybody's patience for that. And as usual, appreciate all the hard work that the staff has done. This is a very large board packet. As you've probably noticed, most of it is for the meeting, which is next Wednesday, and I hope that people will be able to participate in that meeting, which is not in the morning. It is in the late afternoon at 5:45, am I correct, in this room. And we will be discussing specifically what to do with the two Scylla homes. So there's a lot of information about that. And I think that's all my comments.
Thank you. Well, and it is sort of a thick board packet, so I feel like I've said utterly everything that could be said. Other than so much information. But it is, the action items are relatively straightforward, and there aren't that many of them. A lot of this is about planning. There's one item of new business that you may not spend any time on today. It's setting the stage for PY 2023. It's very important to us, staff. So if you take a look at these materials later, or if you even don't look at these materials, but think about what we should be doing in the future and have ideas, please email me, because this is what we will be working on for the next couple of months. Not just a new set of funding priorities, but also the next three-year plan. The DD board is not required by law to do a three-year plan or to update it each year. The mental health board is, but the DD board has always done it as a best practice. So you have a lot of flexibility in this area that you could exercise if you choose to. And we might also be bringing back some policy documents for y'all to look at in the fall. So that item maybe isn't a big one today, but we wanted to provide as much information as possible to show like how we might assess. And then the new business of facility facilities. Anne's right, you'll take this up next week in a joint special meeting with the mental health board, because you both have an interest and equal share in that project, that you could discuss pieces of it today if you'd like to. And then the rest of it, I think is fairly straightforward. The closed session at the end, we will need to, did you bring the report? Oh no, I know how we're gonna.
Okay.
When we get to the closed session at the end, we will need to ask you all the questions. And it won't take very long to do anything. So anyway, that's an overview of the meeting. I didn't really plan to talk about other things that are happening, but there is a lot of news right now about changes at the state level regarding funding. And some of that does impact the division of DD. It does not appear to be enough funding to solve all the problems that we concern ourselves with routinely. It also right now is only temporary funding boosts. I just finished reading the state of Illinois' initial plan for how it will use the 1 year of increased federal Medicaid match that it will have. And it's, you know, in my opinion, it's far too small for only 1 year. But some of the things that are on that plan are very exciting and the things we'd want to see. Increases for direct service staff, temporary increases for SILA and day program, which we need, and then some behavioral health items that are of interest. It's just not like a huge infusion of money, but still great ideas. So that's good news and not good news. And I think that's all I should say.
Thank you, Lynn.
Meeting rolling.
Okay. We need approval of last month's board minutes.
Okay. I make the motion to approve last month's board minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you again for these wonderful minutes. And now we have the expenditure list on pages 9 through 12. And Kim, that's probably a new thing for you to look at.
Hard to. Yeah.
Do you have any questions, or did you get your questions answered before the meeting?
Well, I didn't ask questions ahead of time, but I guess the question I have is the heading above each like group of lines is the program or is the organization, and then the second to last column from the right is like the program that the money is going to. Is that right? Is that how I read?
Yes.
So I read it.
And the way that the pages go, sometimes the heading is on the previous page. And I have gotten confused on that.
There's one this time too. Yeah.
And this is just for, and do these come, maybe I missed it. Do these come for every meeting?
Every month.
Every month,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every month.
There's one month of very low activity because we don't, our cash, just because of our cash flow, because of the timing of the tax distributions, this fund is almost, I think it's like 98% property tax dollars, and we get those deposits 2, 3, 4 times a year, but they don't start. So during May, your expenditure approval is in my app, literally nothing on it. Or just wondering, but you did read it.
Okay. And then, so these items, like, so the under item description, that would align with the grants that you guys all approved, right?
Yes.
So, okay.
So everything has been approved, and this is for you to see. There are, the mental health board has a much longer expenditure list because they're paying all the administrative costs separately, and then you pay them through one line.
Got it.
And that arrangement has also been approved. And when I bring you budget information, you'll see lots of detail on what those components are, exactly how much your school might spend in those lines. So they don't, it might be good for y'all to see the mental health board expenditure approval list at times, but it's quite long.
Thank you.
So what you see on this report, these checks have already been written and gone out. These bills have already been paid.
Exactly. So we're approving what has actually already occurred, but that's part of our oversight function is to make sure that the agency, the board is doing what it says it's supposed to do.
That's great.
We say we're going to do it, then we do it, then we say, yes, we did it.
Perfect.
So you can see, I've got a comment in the chat to read to you. So you can also see like, well, what is Prairie Wind? And I would say Kim Bowdrin knows what Prairie Wind is, but we can't hear her very easily today.
I know.
Yeah.
What is Prairie Wind speech therapy?
Yeah.
And you knew what it was.
And then again, Prairie Wind speech therapy?
Speech therapy.
Mm-hmm. I actually knew that too, because I've seen it so many times and said, what is Prairie Wind?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this relates to our little mini grants from a long time ago. How long ago? A
couple
of
years.
A year ago. And there are still some residual payouts going for services that weren't provided sooner, right?
Due to the pandemic.
Okay. Is there another mini grant?